Yeah, mambo vipi everyone, and karibu to Adoveli Podcast, the number one Kenyan music podcast. And today I have a guest in the building. So I let our guest introduce himself.
Mazeli Guga, a.k.a. Buguywa Betsita, a.k.a. Mr. Kabaridi. Shout out Adoveli Podcast. I'm happy to be here.
Shukran sana. Shukran sana for honoring our invite to be here. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, with the alo imesikia ni Guga ana pull up Mr. Kabaridi mwenyewe. Wewe ikakuwa Kabaridi.
Eh, hapa kuna nyesha kana sana lakini buda. Umeoga huko nje mbaya sana.
Noma sana. Mm. By the way, mambo na rap hood gani?
Ah, man. So that's a tricky question because Bob Mazee na rap so many hoods. Nilikuwa born in Zimmerman, so shout out to Zima.
Watu wa Zima.
Kasa. Uh-huh. Shout out to Kasa. Shout out to Shuge and Wendani. Hapo ndo pali mimi naishi siku hizi. So na rep hizo food zote tu. Yosaidia Kiambu. Si hatuko Kanairo, lakini tuko Kanairo.
Hapo sawa, hapo sawa. Freshi kabisa. So tumeanza show na ngoma nne. Mm. Na hizi zote zimetoka Kabaridi One. So kwa wale wajui. Mm. Ngoma ya kwanza ilikuwa inaitwa Time is Money. Mm. Guga featuring Croco. Mm-hmm. Crocodile. Ah, yeah. Guga featuring ya pili ilikuwa tu Guga solo Jiachilie, tena Guga Cold Weather. Weather yenyewe imeitika ni yenyewe ni Cold Weather. Uh-huh. Guga featuring tena Crocodile.
Yeah.
Na nakuja. Mm-hmm. So nilikuwa nitakujua mindset yako ilikuwa wapi ukitengeneza Kabaridi the EP.
Kabaridi 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. Me na Croco mazee tulikuwa tumetoana so far in terms of pali alini build. He actually ndio alini mentor. Shout out to Croco. Yeye ndio alinipatia the skills to be able to make the music that I'm making right now. So back in the day tulikuwa tu tuna wild out mazee. Hatukuwa na formula, tukuwa na kitu yote tulikuwa tunajaribu kuachieve. But when it came to Kabaridi One, ndo nilikuwa nimeanza kuget direction ya art yangu. Na nilikuwa najua mazee hizi ndio mangoma nataka kumake. So most of those songs tulikuwa tunazimake either in Kasa, kwa studio yake, ama tulikuwa tuna zimake like in exotic play. Tuko LD, we are making music there. Tuko like Kakamega, tuna make music there. So that's where the project actually came from, because we actually made the songs in different places, and then we just brought a project together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it was a process before mfike Kabaridi the EP itself.
Kabisa.
So ningetaka kujua nani alikufanyia cover ya Kabaridi 1?
Kabaridi 1 wa Khalid. Shout out to Khalid. There's a dude iso sides of course Kiambu. Uh-huh. Mwenye anaitwa Khalid. Shout out to Khalid. He shot the pictures and he actually made the cover art for us. Umse mazeni mse mwingine mkalm collected. Mm-hmm. Boys mpoa sana. Right now mazee, check out his beats, check out his music. Umse saizi ame venture out into very many other things, so shout out to him.
Awesome. The reason why nimekuuliza kuhusu cover art, juu niliona kama iko na some artistic meaning behind it, because tepe yenyewe inaitwa Kabaridi. Mm-hmm. Na kuona umevaa hood. Mm-hmm. Umekunja mikono hivi, umefold your hands. Mm-hmm. Ni kama unaisio Kabaridi. Mm-hmm. But then sun in a set. Uh-huh. So siju kama ilikuwa na meaning ama tu ili happen Khalid alipata the nice shot for the EP.
No, Khalid mazee is crazy. So I nayo. Uh-huh. Wacha niseme ati ilikuwa planned. Uh-huh. Tulikuwa tu tumeschedule shoot, alafu yeye akapata the right angles kama zile za Maslay Queen. Mm-hmm. Alafu aka work with what he had na he made the project better, and I appreciate the nigga for that.
Awesome. Hapo before ulikuwa mention Crocodile. Mm-hmm. because the tape was released under Croco in Croco Media.
Mm-hmm.
So apart from welcome feature,
mm-hmm.
Contribution yake zaidi gani ali play to the tape before it was released?
So Croco,
mm-hmm.
Croco actually basically mixed, mastered everything in Kabarindi One.
Okay.
Alifanya every single thing mm-hmm. musically.
Okay.
And ilikuwa to like to do with Kabarindi One. So ali mix, ali master, tulipanga na yema videos. Mm-hmm. Like Croco manega man, like ni boys wangu. So tuli like we I've known Croco for more than 15 years. So he's the one who played me the first beats. He's the one who recorded me for the first time. You know, time many sana sema na rep Shuge. We met in Shuge and all sa things. So yeah, he played a pivotal role in ku make sure maze form yangu ina come through. He actually mentored me, taught me styles of rap and styles of singing and the things that would make people listen to your music. So yeah, yendo ilikuwa role yake na ilikuwa major sana. Otherwise, without Croco, maze Guga wouldn't exist.
For real. Yeah, awesome. So, kuna ngoma flying tumecheza hapa inaitwa Cold Weather.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna vocals za dem flani hapo. Lakini hayuko kwa credit. Ni nani huyo?
unajaribu kuchinjia nini?
Hapana, ni venye talent iko. Na aliua sana.
Yeah, akopoa.
Vocals zake ni amazing. So, nilienda kucheck hivi napata credit haiko.
Mm.
Yeah, so
hapo by this kupeana credit.
Yeah.
Na mimi nikasirikia juu ya story. But one of my very good friends from right now she's in Coast. Shout out to her. She will remain unnamed. Kwa sababu sitaki mangori.
Uh-huh.
I'm a married man, maze sitaki mangori.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, so, but shout out to her. She did a very good job on the vocals. And mina mu appreciate, man. Unajua back in the day,
yeah.
Huku unajua hata pali unataka kupeleka hiyo ngoma,
True.
So, like, you get into the studio, and then you bring on a female artist. And most of the time, si tunajuanga maze studio, haikuangi place ya shere, si place ya maslay queen, si place ya kupiga ya kuji waste. So ilikuwa very empowering to see mshi mwenye ana put in work na ako very focused about her craft. So shout out to her, man, in Coast. Nakupenda bado.
Awesome. So nataka tuchukue music break, tucheze ngoma zingine nne.
Okay.
Yeah. Rabsari yako ndani ya building. Yeah, mtamuona yeah. Lakini yako ndani ya building. So tuenda kucheza yeah. Guga featuring Rabsari, Drafted Reese. Pia yako ndani ya nyumba.
Mm-hmm.
Mtamuona kwa kamera lakini baadaye mtamcheki. Ngoma yenyewe inaitwa Free Flow. Then tena tucheze Guga with mtu wa watu. Then tena tucheze Guga featuring Drafted Reese, top of the league.
Ah.
Alafu tucheze tena Guga featuring Drafted Reese. With stay.
Like umeamua tu yani kurandomize kitu yani. Unataka kunisurprise na mavitu eh?
Mimi
sikwambia mazee uko na ile research ya Nado mazee. Sawa basi nimekubali. Nimekubali man.
Karibu. Hivyo ndo tunafanyanga Adoveli podcast. Yeah, hivyo ndo inafaa. So, wacha tusikize hizo mangoma alafu tukuje tujue Mr. Kabarindi aka boy wa bedsitter ako na yapi ya kusema.
Kabisa.
So, tumetoka kusikiza Heartbreak by Guga Kila Vuka. Ebu ambi watawana yo cinema wapi?
Yo cinema iko YouTube maze. Tafadhali maze, anyone who is listening to 254 Radio right now, tafadhali. Lokini in hapo YouTube, Guga Kila Vuka, sikizeni Heartbreak. Next week tuna release vida ingine. So hata Heartbreak kuboba next week, tukona ingine bado kwa chamber. So listen to Heartbreak. Kama umeachwa na mshii mazee, sikiza hiyo ngoma mazee, ingia gym, pata mkwanja, tafuta uzito yako vile iko, alafu mshii anajileta ama niaje mabroski.
Hivyo ndio inafaa.
Yeah.
Kweli kabisa. So niko na swali moja, hata si moja, ni mbili.
Mm-hmm.
Just to patch up. Kabarindi One, was it an EP or an album?
Kabarindi One was an EP.
Was an EP.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then because another thing nili notice under Kabaridi one ulikuwa na the name just Guga. But then before boy wa Bedsitter ulikuwa na jita
Guga Kilavuka.
Yeah. Then tena Guga Kilavuka ika resurface na Kabaridi 2.0. Kulikuwa na change ama tu ni saa zingine ulikuwa lazy ku type jina yako in full.
Ado kuna ujinga. Lakini ni sawa. Sasa, okay, what happened was nilikuwa under a label situation.
Okay.
So the Guga tag was tagged to the label situation that I was in.
Okay.
So my second name is Kilavuka.
Okay.
So sasa niligo indie nikaingia Guga Kilavuka because okay. You can't change your name. I won't change my name for
true,
nothing.
True.
But Guga Kilavuka is who I am.
Okay.
All of my hata kina Risa hapa, shout out to Rapsari, kila mtu mwenye ananijua vizuri ananitanga Guga. But the real ones wanajuanga Kilavuka because nobody knows Kilavuka.
Awesome.
So nitanga Kilavuka ama Killer because I kill them beats.
Hapo sawa kabisa. Now I understand why kuna hiyo like jina ilikuwa this one then ika resurface. Hapo nimeku understand. Now kuna line fulani unasema love story ya Guga huwa ni page 5 ama page 5?
Page 5.
Page 5. Nilikuwa nataka kujua
kwa imejaa love, imejaa loss, imejaa drama. Iko na long days, iko na late nights, imejaa trauma. Came a long way for my mistakes, nime grow sana.
Awesome.
That's the line.
Yeah, that's the line. Niko nataka kujua kwa Kabaridi 2.0. Hizo vitu zote umetutajia, umezi address?
Of course. If you najua kwamba ninipeleka ado, mazipeleki place poa buda. So peep this. If you listen to Kabaridi 2,
yeah.
I address them in separate songs.
Yeah.
So ukiona kama going through the song that you've just mentioned.
Yeah.
Ukiangalia Deski, which is another song, the interlude song.
Yeah.
Ukiangalia Session, ukiangalia Mkana. These are growth like my songs where I display how much I've grown from all the relationships and all the failed ones, the failed relationships and the good relationships are built. So hapo ndo pali mi kuanga niki draw my inspiration nikiingia tu.
Okay. Awesome. So junataka tupeleke watu pole pole juu. Venye umesema love story yako ni tena na Kabaridi 2.0 umeji expose tu kila mahali. Nataka tuwapeleke pole pole. Nataka tusikize the next song which is by Guga Kilavuka going through. Ama, bonjour. Hey. How are you?
Yes, good. God damn. Hizi wasa wataanza kusema mimi ni lover boy sana maze.
Already, Kabaridi 1 na Kabaridi 2.0, already nasema, kwanza, unapatia mamande ma advice mingi sana kwa hii. Mtu akisikize hiyo tape. Unasema umsi.
Lakini maze, wacha niwaambie tu kweli today,
Yeah.
Fanyeni hivi, kama ni real one, mazee unaweza kuinvest.
True.
Kama ni fake, usisimp buda. Please. Tafadhali, usi jingiche kwa hizo mangori za kutuma fair buda. Mse akuji. Please. Tafadhali,
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, so tuenda kusikiza Guga Kilavuka with. Umesema ngoma inaitwa aje?
Going through.
Yeah. Bonjour, how are
Bonjour,
you?
Bonjour, how are you going through?
Apo sawa. Back at it again, we have Guga Kilavuka.
Yeah.
Representing Kamakawa.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Kabaridi 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so most definitely, ume team up na man like Drafted Reese. Mr. Lord Shoe _ Game.
Why, goodness?
Wachani kwambe veni lijuanga Drafted Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna single friend ali drop inaitwa Wacho Ufala.
Wacho. Hey, okay.
Till to date. Hakuna kitu mtu anaweza niambia. Hiyo ngoma.
Wacho Ufala, man.
Hiyo ngoma inakwanga. Aliua. Aliua. So, ume team up na man like Drafted Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Kwa projects kibao even before Kabari 2.0 ako kwa Kabaridi 2.0 na bado before Kabari 2.0 bedtime edition na pia demon time
ni before Kabaridi
so like umetim up naye sana nilikuwa nataka ku understand chemistry yako na yeye inakuanga aje ndo like ako all over the place
unajua hakuna kitu powerful kama like minded individuals.
Awesome.
So ukipata mse mwenye anafikiria kaa wewe.
Yeah.
Ana move na ana make moves kaa wewe. Na ana try to achieve something bigger.
Yeah.
Kaa wewe. Hapo ndo pali maze chemistry yuko likingi. So what happened between me and Drafted Reese is that I met Drafted Reese during my Crocomedia days.
Yeah, kuna ngoma fulani kwanza umemtaja hapo venye ulipata na Reese.
Ni mtu wa mtu.
Yeah.
So what happened on that we had like a showcase performance in Alchemist.
Okay.
So me na Drafted Reese maze hata hiyo time atukuongeleshana.
Okay.
Because he had his set and I had mine.
Okay.
So tuka ile tu ya goteana tu maze real niggas nini tumekubali whatever. So kenye ili go down ilikuwa when tuli lock in na yeye kwa studio, like after a while some stuff happened nini. Like my studio was robbed.
Sorry about that. We have experienced that as well.
We accept and move on, but yeah, so true. Like my studio was robbed and then I had a full project in my laptop hiyo time yenye studio ilikuwa robbed. So nikaanza kutafuta vile naweza ku make a full album in like a month. Alafu nikahala Drafted naye maze alikuwa on deck maze aniambia maze mimi nitapiga hii kitu. And the funny thing about nini mimi napendanga wase wana move kama mimi you send me a song today,
yeah,
48 hours later unapata the nini eh? Because all of us have working schedules, but as long as maze uko passionate na una believe in kenye unafanya,
true,
you can always turn it around na unaweza ku drop, unaweza kupeana verse.
Yeah.
So kenye ili happen your time ya before Kabaridi tukaanza ku switch verses online. I nika get on some of his songs, I could get on some of my songs. This time I haven't really actually met him.
Okay.
So one of the days nime pull up Kanairo nikamwambia Broski. Mazena pull up Kanairo niko kile kuja. Akaniambia brother say less. Brother ame pull up hapo. Nikaanza ku record ngoma. Yeye ashaanza kutengeneza verse. By the time na record verse yangu imeisha, yeye ashaingia ashamaliza verse. Nikaona mazee umsema zeni msio shughuli.
Kweli.
After hiyo mazee we've always had this nice working relationship. Pali yeye anapenda kazi na mimi napenda kazi. Yeye anapenda Drafted mazee ni msio kugrind. So anaweza grind, anaweza go to the grassroots na atafute ma nini hapa atafute ma show, atafute ma fans. So ilikuwa like a very good dynamic because me mazemi ni studio rat. Mi naweza record the biggest song in the studio.
Yeah.
Lakini like kupata avenues za kuperform pia ni ngori.
True.
So Drafted Reese, our relationship was born from just mutual nini kukuwa na hiyo grind na kukuwa na hiyo mindset ya mimi sina shida brother yake make na yeye hana shida mimi nikimake.
Yeah.
As long as mmoja wetu amemake tuna make pamoja.
Yeah,
we always in my shows, all of my shows since then lazima Drafted akuwe because that was you know dynamic at libid to build. Shout out to Drafted Reese kwa sababu yeye ako very very accommodating of vile mimi na wakingi. Mimi napendanga mse mwenye anaweza kuwa anaishi kwa studio.
Yeah.
You should always be coming up with new stuff. Usikae tu hapo. Wacha nikwambie tu kweli.
Yeah.
Until last year March I had never sung any song.
The reason why?
It's because I had the skills, but nilikuwa nataka rap. Nilikuwa nataka, I thought as my of myself as a rapper.
Yeah.
And it took like people like Drafted Reese, people like Anubis, shout out to Anubis, people like Lost Series, people like Fire One, to actually take me to the next level. Kwa sababu sawa wanaku challenge, wanakuambia Buddha. Eh mazee, hii ngoma mazee lazima tupigie kale ka kitu kako. Mimi sitaki kuimba. Wewe mazee nisaidie man. Please weka tu ile kuimba yako ile kidogo tu. So that's where the singing came in. Hata in the previous song yenye tumesikia going through.
Yeah.
I had gone through a phase pale sikuwa nafikiria naweza kuimba. And by the way, I sang for the longest. But I just suppressed it because of I knew mini rapper maze hakuna mse anaweza mini rapper, but then sazile nilimit wase wenye wako like minded wenye wanaangalia the quality of the music ndio nikaona hakuna haja maze suppress all these other things, we weka zote kwa ngoma na kenye ita happen ni happen.
Awesome. Just before I ask this question, niko nataka Drafted Reese. Joke wa Mike, joke wa Mike, joke wa Mike.
Tafadhali man, Drafted Reese man.
Joke wa Mike.
kuja brother.
Kuja, swali moja tuko umeenda.
Swali moja Buddha.
Swali moja.
Man.
Drafted Reese, muunulie tu, yeah. Fiti jibu, kabisa, ako kwa frame, maswali. Ako kwa frame. Siogope, utaongea tuko
vizu. Uto
frame hapa. Yeah. Siogope, so. Reese.
Hapana, kuna Drafted Reese.
Lazima. There's a reason why anaitwa Lil Shoe _ Game. Exactly. There's a reason why anaitwa.
Kwa kuweka mguu kwa meza, lakini brother, Shoe Game inakuwa crazy.
Na there's a reason why ako na Igloo vibes 1 mpaka 3.
First dropping in a fortnight, 14 days away.
Jamaa anapenda mabarafu sana.
Mbaya
sana. So, Reese, nilikuwa nataka kujua umework na Killer Vuka.
Yeah.
For how long na contribution yake? Mm. Unajua kwanza mimi hata before afike hapa niwendo nilikuwa na chapia naye.
Ukweli sana.
Mpaka ni the last minute nilikuwa nakupigia na kuuliza, sina namba ya msanii. Wewe ndo una pull up naye ama ni aje?
Nikwambia aje say less.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Yeah. So niko nataka kujua nini umework na Killer Vuka for how long na relationship yenu in terms of music. Iko aje?
Working with him, you see me working. I remember the last time I was in your show, nilikuambia aje. Mimi sifanya ngoma na msanii mwenye sija hang out na yeye.
True.
We met in February 2020. Wow. We met less than a month before COVID, before country shut you down.
Okay.
We were in Alchemist.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa show ya amepanga.
Yeah.
Na Kroko, Big Kroko.
Yeah.
I met him. And then from there, tukaanza kuongea. We were talking.
Yeah.
Juu from hapo, tukafollowiana on all socials. You've asked me a question where we met and then where the musical business got entwined, sindio?
Yeah.
We met then, as he said, we did a lot of songs before meeting. Because I remember the first time we recorded, kwa hizo ukiangalia kwa project yake ya 30 days,
yeah.
We have a song called My Regret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a song we did before. Okay, we had met in Alchemist, but we had never met each other in a studio.
Okay.
He sent me that song. He sent me that song on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And then he was like, if you can send me back this verse on Friday, nitafurahi. Nikamwambia bro, hivi verse nakutumia within leo ishi. And then I go like, you know Guga, by virtue, if anybody who knows Guga, Guga is a studio rat.
Okay.
Mimi napenda biashara but Guga anapenda studio.
Okay.
This guy is recording. He dropped an album the other day.
Yeah.
But this guy is in the studio. I'm not still going to spill beans but he records a lot. Unacheki. Akaniambia if you send me back this verse on Friday, that was on a Sunday, I'd appreciate. Nikamwambia say less na kutumia verse before leo. Actually I didn't tell him that. Nikamwambia sawa. And then he sent me the verse 10 in the morning. Nikamtumia, he sent me the song.
Yeah.
It's not a verse, it's a song.
Yeah.
Because alikuwa amecomplete ngoma yote, everything. Place in accommodate verse yangu ndo ilikuwa tu inangoja. Akaituma. I sent back the song, I think 6 towards 7 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe it. Then I was like, ah. Hadi nikamwambia, alinishtuka, nikamwambia bro situke. Hii ndo mimi, you are working with drafted Reese. Nowadays ni reincarnation, naitwa Slovo. Camouflage, mini butterfly vanzi. Yeah. I'm in the metamorphosis process. Sai caterpillar, I'm no more caterpillar. Habado reason my kukundogo kwangu. Hii ni Slovo vanzi, butterfly kubwa, biggest in the land.
Hapo kabisa. Juu hiyo jina imetajwa kwa tape. Na bado kwa nini?
Slovo ndo mimi jo.
Awesome, awesome.
And then he told me when we got to work.
Yeah.
Same year, I think. No? Was it the same? Yeah, same year. Same year. Because I remember. No. Is it the same year? Yeah, same year. Because I remember we recorded My Regrets in February. And then when we recorded a song, there's a song in Before Kabaridi called What You Want? No, What You Want. Ah. We have a song. I can't remember the actual name, but we recorded this song when Kafi ilikuwa 6, I remember. Okay. Ilikuwa suburbs. By the way, if you're watching on camera, tafuta pesa. Yeah. Corona ilikuwa ina affect mageto. Sisi tulikuwa tuna recording ngoma huko maubabini. KFC walikuwa na deliver chakula hadi 12 usiku.
Kwa sababu umeoda.
Na ukakula ukapleke.
Bra, mambo yangu sana. Ninapenda soft life manzi, msini overwork manzi. Kiniangalia handsome boy.
Ona shingo ni barafu.
Kwa story ya kazi ya unanga ujinga, eh? Unajua ndio kitu yenye sana nilipenda, eh? The fact that kwa story ya kazi.
Just a minute. I'd like to confirm one thing from Reese. Currently, are you like the management ya Guga Kilavuka?
Yeah.
Can I explain it?
You can.
I am managing him.
Okay.
And he's managing me.
Awesome.
If someone online has a term for that, any of Adoveli's million fans, if you have a term for that, give us. I manage him, he manages me. As in our relationship is mutual benefit.
Awesome.
I benefit, he benefits.
Awesome.
But he's my brother. Mimi napiga show Eldoret zenyawa sani wa Nairobi wa muna wata wanzi. You can't imagine.
Awesome. So nataka tuende tucheze ngoma. Alafu tuta jump back. Unajua tumekuwa na draft Reese aka the Lord Shoe _. Ndio huyo mwenyewe Mr. Igloo Vibes mwenyewe. Umechange jina tena. Hapo sawa. We are still online.
I know Igloo 4 on the way.
Produced by who? Tell him say.
Mimi Buddha.
Guga Kilavuka. Mm. Yeah, to see spill sana. Acha tuende tusikize mangoma.
Before you go.
Yeah.
I am dropping a video on Monday. The
favor.
Unajitaje kwa video?
Si Guga Kilavuka.
Hapana, yeye akoya kupanga. Yeye ndiye amepanga, executive director. Guga Kilavuka. Say less.
Yeah, directed by Guga Kilavuka on Monday. Awesome. Make sure you check that on YouTube before it drops.
Check out Favor. Favor. It's called Favor.
Awesome. So nataka tuende to music break. Tuenda kusikiza ngoma kambili hapa za Guga Kilavuka na the one and only drafted Reese. So tutakuwa na slip over and then combine.
Ah.
To combine hizo ngoma mbili alafu turudi ama vipi?
Kabisa.
Awesome. So we are back at it again na tuko na Guga Kilavuka.
Yeah, Kabaridi hapo ndani.
Yeah, Kabaridi, Mr. Kabaridi mwenyewe. And you are chopping up about Kabaridi 2.0 right here on Adoveli Podcast. And the radio is Radio 254, where we play nothing but the best of Kenyan music, 247, 365 days a year. So tumetoka kusikiza Guga featuring Drafted Reese with Slip Over, and then tukakuja kusikiza tena Guga featuring Drafted Reese with Combine. Mm-hmm. Tumewapatia kombi. Yeah, kombi ya Guga na nani? Na Drafted Reese. Umemsikia hapo Mr. Manager mwenye akiwaambia venye amewapangia huu mwaka. Na amesema mapromoter wako na pesa ndo wa muhala.
Exactly.
Talanta iko.
Kabisa.
Yeah, so there's a song. Mm-hmm. Kwanza venilionio ngoma. So here's the funny thing. Ngoma nye naitwa Wanitaka. Mm-hmm. Featuring Jerry.
Jerry, shout out Jerry, man. Shout out Jerry, man.
Yeah, so unajua kwa hizi malab zangu zenye tunakuanga tukifanya ma playlisting and all that. Mm-hmm. I happen to discover kuna Jerry wawili.
Okay.
Jerry wa kwanza anaandikanga jina venye umeandika kwa hiyo credit hiyo ngoma wanitaka. Mm-hmm. Anaandikanga jina zake in caps.
John Jerry sasa.
Ah, yake tu ni Jerry but anaandikanga in caps. Uh-huh. Then there's another Jerry anaandika jina yake Jerry but the first letter pekee ndo in caps. Then mwisho anaweka full stop.
Mm.
So even though zina separate au manjeri wa will. So when Leona the Njeri umeandika kama ule mwenye najo. So I wanted to know.
Mm.
Is she the same Njeri jukuna Njeri? Let me try to, I don't know if uo Njeri umemsikiza some of.
Najua Njeri.
Najua Njeri.
Yeah, najua Njeri.
Yeah, jukuna Njeri amefanya drugs. Dear romance, yeah, you got sweet huyo. Yeah. So sijui ni huyo ama ni which Njeri have you featured on this song?
The Njeri I've featured on this song is the all caps Njeri.
Oh, nice.
All caps Njeri.
Uh-huh.
Ndiyo, hey, baddest vocalist. Baddest. Oh, she, ah, man. Man, nasikia kulik kitu, lakini sikia kulik. Lakini ni kwa sababu ni Adoveli, wacha ni leak.
No worries. Here is the home of exclusives.
Charlie's Angels, maze. Ngoje ni Charlie's Angels, maze.
Okay.
Charlie's Angels, the EP. Wacha hii kaya tuivo. Wacha hii marinate kidogo, mtaiona time enye ta come through. But basically,
uh-huh,
Njeri is someone I met when I was recording at Fire One Sam's studio.
Okay.
Na, like the baddest, like one of the baddest vocalists I've ever listened to. Like, you listen to her EP, you feel good. Like, unajua, like, EP yake na ni noma.
Okay.
In pieces, lazima mazem stream yo kitu on Spotify, on all DSBs basically, but in pieces, ukisikia Njeri vile ana come through hapo, utabadilisha nini zako, mienendo zako about all these artists out here.
Wait, see now, hapa ndo kuna tokia nini, nini kiasi. You see now, Njeri wa in pieces, she's the different from the one who anandikanga in caps.
What?
For real. Because Njeri wa in pieces, she's the one mwenye nakwambia anandikanga the first letter N ni kubwa, okay, then mwisho ni dot.
Sawa, correction.
Yeah, because correction, in pieces ni miskia, si me drop in 2023.
Yeah, ijuzi tu.
Yeah, it's an EP. In Feb. Yeah, so there are those two Njeri, that's why ni wakati nilisikiza. Nikiwasikiza nilishindwa kudifferentiate. Because you then again, Guga umemweka hapa, ameimba na Kiswahili. Najua in pieces, hakuna
Kiswahili.
Yeah, so matamshi kidogo vajana zitoa, so it's not the same.
Mm.
But talent iko.
Yeah,
ni vanyo umetaja in pieces, I had to like come correct, do like nijue if you're on the same page on this, but continue. Sorry for interruption.
Sorry, no, it's okay. Yeah. So, Njeri, nyule Njeri wa in pieces.
Awesome, thank you.
So, whichever DSB you use, tafuta in pieces.
Yeah.
Ya Njeri. And you will get to listen to a lot of very, very dope music that she's put out. And Aoni, one of the artists wenye tunakuanga tunawork with very, very closely. Uko kwa, again, Fire One Sam, my producer. So, uni, ukisikiza hizo mangoma, uwezi kuwa disappointed. Hakuna ngorika hiyo. Najua, most of the time, people, whatever vibe you want to, you're probably looking for, maybe, haezi kuwa imeingia hapo. But kama maze uko na form ya kusikiza some R&B stuff, yenye iko Kenyan, yenye vocalists, maze wana go hard on the lyrics, go hard on the, on easy ma stories, kumake sure maze vocals iko fresh, you'd probably want to listen to in pieces by Njeri. Usposikia yo maze umechoma.
Yeah, most definitely. Kama you're into R&B and all those kind of wale wasani instrument yao ni vocals, most definitely, lazima wako mepitia in pieces by Njeri.
Kabisa, please.
Yeah, na ni kolabo nilionapo ilini jazz sana kuona. Actually, pia wewe, before utoe tape, kuna like, there's a way like, unataka a sound, and there are some features lazima zikuwe hapo. Because another thing, you know, when most artists wanna work on a project, they like to put as many big names as they can fit inside.
Mm-hmm.
So kwako before you drop a tape, because even if you see Kabaridi 1 mm-hmm. and Kabaridi 2.2 mm-hmm. like they're not big names there. It's not bad to put big names, but there's some quality unaangalia. Mm-hmm. Is it for you, kuna quality unaangalia ama unataka kupeleka watu pole pole before you start dropping big names there? Not uh-huh. to like sijachezea chini watu kama Rabsari ati siji na kubwa. But you know like what I mean.
Nakupata. Yeah. So this is my thing when I make a project. The big names this is going to be sound a little bit as holy kidogo, lakini wacha nitaisema tu bado mazee tu kwa doveli.
Yeah,
so the big names are very very hard to reach, very very hard to clear, and it just puts a lot of stress on a very very good song yenye wewe unajua mazee song ni noma, but the fact that hakuna like a big name on it haiwezi songa. Unaona, so this is my thing. I honestly mimi nataka ku set to an example for the people around me that we can make songs and we can make them the best that they can ever be. And then we are going to put them out na tutazipush na aggression yenye hakuna mse mwingine kwa industry size anaipush.
Awesome.
And then from there they will start recognizing us. There is no I don't know, maybe naweza kuona, but there is no hakuna blueprint ya kunini, like people will ya kuhit hakuna. Yeah. Blueprint ya kuhit.
True.
The only thing you need is to be prepared for ile time yenye utahit.
What?
So the only thing unaweza kufanya saa hizi as an underground artist ni kuput in work ndani ya studio, kuput in work ndani ya mashows. Hapo ndo pale unaweza ku gain uzito, alafu from there one of maybe crew yako ama your company or the people that you record with akimake pia una make. That's why mimi na drafted tuko in a very very nice relationship, because Riz akimake mimi na make.
True.
Njeri akimake mimi na make.
True.
Anubis akimake mimi na make.
True.
I'm not looking at ame make kabla yangu. I'm not selfish about your story.
Yeah.
But mimi nataka tu msemu nyako ndani ya mbogi yangu mazee ya make. Yeah. Na tumemekizo mangoma pamoja, na tumegrind pamoja, na tumeingia kwa hizo mashow pamoja. That's what makes the difference. Creating a movement for yourself and for your crew that is unprecedented. Awesome. Yenye hakuna msemu nyako anaweza kuexpect.
Yeah.
Hapo ndo pali uzito iko. Hapo, so hata shout out to Njeri. Shout out to Anubis. Shout out to Los Series. Shout out to all the people when you wali collaborate with me on Kabaridi 2 and anyone when you wali collaborate on me on before Kabaridi. Because hao ni wase wenye, mi niko sure. Ya ki make, mi na make. Na mi sina, mi sikuangi mselfish. Hakuna haja ya kuwa mselfish kwa hii form. Kama mi niko selfish, basi hakuna place tunaenda. But ya ki make, mi ni make. Njeria make, Sama make, Drafted a make, Rabsari a make, kila mtu maze tuna make pamoja. So it takes a village maze to make a good song, a good project. And mi najua it. Yeah. Takes a village. Yeah. So siwezi ku underrate anyone else mwenye anafanya hapo. So I nimesahau swali, lakini nime go into a lot of explanation. Eh?
Which is not bad. Which is not bad. Yeah, so actually, I want to talk about business matters. Na ngojea drafted risk resurface.
Mm-hmm.
because as you remember, mm-hmm. Kabaridi 1 mm-hmm. was dropped under Croco Media, mm-hmm. but now Kabaridi 2.0 mm-hmm. was dropped under Kabaridi
Entertainment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know, Kabaridi Entertainment, mm-hmm. ni akina nani at the moment? And so like when you ulisema uko indie and now umekuja, is it Kabaridi Entertainment, is it all about a label ama how are you moving, because the project has been dropped under Kabaridi Entertainment. Sijui kama Reese wewe ndo utajibu swali because sasa tumeingia mambo ya biashara.
Acha mimi ndo nitajibu tu.
Sawa.
Reese acha Reese relax, eh?
Okay.
Because Mr. Kabaridi lazima ajibu Kabaridi Matters.
Yeah.
So Kabaridi Entertainment is a brainchild of mine.
Okay.
When I went indie, I wanted to make something that belongs to me. That I build by myself with my friends. And even though vile nili move towards history ya Kabaridi Entertainment, because when in the beginning initially nilikuwa Croco Media and tulikuwa tuna make dope ass songs, but I needed a little bit of independence because I wanted to make the music that I want to make.
Awesome.
So saizi Kabaridi Entertainment iko na all those artists wenye umeona kwa
the tape.
Yeah. And we see tuna tuko, you know, sometimes when you get out of a label situation lazima uanze ku restructure na ujue kama hizi stuff zinaweza ku happen ama hizi happen.
True.
What I wanted to do with Kabaridi is just to start from the grass na nifike mpaka kwa grace.
Awesome.
You know, so Kabaridi Entertainment completely new like establishment in ifom yetu ya ku make muziki na kwa industry, and mimi nataka ku build mimi mwenyewe. That's why you can Slovo ame mention videos zenye mimi na direct and like executive producing of albums and all sort of things, because niko na a hands on approach to whatever projects zinataka come out of whatever ina come out. Na I think hapo ndo vile form yangu iko. I excel in vitu zenye naweza ku build na kutengeneza kitu mzito, badala ya kukua ule mse mwenye ana record tu kwa keja na anaacha tu video ishutiwe na mse fulani nini, kwa sababu huo mse ako dope nini, ngoma irekodiwe sijui kwa the biggest studio and whatever. Mi nataka kuwa na hands on approach. We record the songs, we make sure ziko dope, we direct the videos to make sure ziko dope, and then we plan for a release and a marketing strategy.
Awesome. The end game, is it like you want to be like an in-house, everything you guys are doing is just in, so you can have like a lot of control in whatever you are doing?
Yeah, you need to control the art that you're putting out. And I urge every single artist mwenye ako online saizi with Adoveli at the time saizi, you should control every single aspect of whatever art you're putting out, because no one will be able to control how you are portrayed outside there.
True.
Except for you.
True.
So mimi nasemanga if it's a video that I'm in, I have to be there, I have to be with the video director. Sitakuwa ati na shoot scene yangu alafu naenda nakaa hapo na kata maji. Haiwezi ku happen hivyo. Lazima nikuwe hapo na video director na make sure mazee ile angle amepata ni poa, how I'm being portrayed to the public ikuwe poa, such that saa zile video inatoka sina ma regrets mazee, I should have done this, or I should have stood here and I should have been here in front of whoever my pangs doing whatever.
Yeah.
Lazima u control the process of how your art is portrayed, even if you know that the way you recorded it is amazing.
Yeah.
How it is in the studio and how it is portrayed by the public ni different.
True.
So lazima ukuwe hapo inje. Ukuwe hapo una control the creative process even when it comes to your video na nini na nini. And that's what I encourage all of the artists wafanye. That's why nataka wasewa directiwe ma videos. Akiniambia nataka kukaa hivi, anataka kuhang na penga hapa ama anataka kukaa hii base, aki smoke cigar or whatever situation it is, lazima ikue ndani ya hiyo situation. So to your question, yes, I want to create a production empire which is not directed by the people who have been there.
Awesome.
It is directed by the people who are coming in. Yeah. Mazeni may go very, very deep about your story. Like, yeah. It's our man.
Kosa waina mambo. So, Guga, I'd like to wambie everyone that is listening to Adoveli podcast and your people who have tuned in. What plans ukonazo? Any video that is dropping out? Kama kuna shows that are coming up? Basically, nataka wapatie a parting shot of what they should expect na, yeah, nini wanafaa look out for.
Okay. Parting shot. Hiyo ni vitu mob. Okay, so 2 weeks from now on the 22nd,
yeah,
we have a show in Ankara in Runga.
Okay.
Shout out to Runga niggas mazi.
125.
125 up on Dani, man. So, we're having a show which is basically like a showcase of like the artists who wana work na Kabaridi and when you indie artists like me,
okay,
and people who are actually in Kabaridi.
Okay.
Sorry. So that they get to see what type of music we are trying to put out. Alafu, after that, we have another creative hub in Naivasha, which the dates are still to be revealed.
Okay.
So we just want to put our music out there. So 22nd of this month,
yeah,
tuko na show. Next month, tuko na creative hub where every single creative mwenye anaona ni kama mazee anaweza kupull up, mazee alete uzito kwa form, anaweza kupull up. What we mean by creative hub is that any creative, whether you are a video producer, whether you are a video model, and I have to shout out, I need to shout out my video models who work tirelessly. Njambi, Gigi, all these women, they come to the Nini because they have a business mind,
yeah,
and they want to make things happen. So awesome. Shout out to them and anyone who wants to come to that creative hub. You can hit me up on gugakilavukaegara.92@gmail.
Awesome.
And when you do that, I will we will get into a conversation and we will organize for you to come for the creative hub. What we do in our creative hubs is that we want to empower everyone. So ukikuja kwa creative hub, we held our creative hub last month, and the creative hub was basically rappers, singers, producers, video directors, video models, whoever is there, whoever wants to come akuje, and we get like a big crib and we actually do like, we shoot videos, we take Instagram pics, we take reels, we like, it's just a place where you can be creative in your own space.
Awesome.
So that's the major event that's coming up next this month on the 22nd. That's next month.
Next month.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This month we are doing a show on the 22nd, which is basically showcase of all the artists wenye tunajua mazeni mabazu wenye wajai make it.
Yeah.
And kenye minataka ni ku infuse a different perspective into the music industry. hata aujaniuliza which type of music I make, maana niko na beef.
Lakini no, do you know why?
Yeah.
Every time I ask that question, people tell me different answers, and some don't appreciate being asked that because wengi ni musicians, so an artist, so I respect you. That's why ujaona, I know you're a rapper singer, na sijakuuliza sorry kukusu rapper singer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ndio nimeona ume evade maze. This is not the standard that we expect from a Doveli, but huh? Supposed to be tackling me with questions here. But it's because my style is different. It's you, when people get pissed about that being pigeonholed into hip hop or R&B or whatever.
And then let me give you a secret. When you come to Adoveli podcast and I tell you to introduce yourself, if you come in and say, my name is Guga Kilavuka and I'm a rapper. So you've already introduced yourself. Should I continue again and ask you, what's your style?
Lakini sikusema rapper though.
Yeah. So you didn't say that na nikakategorize wewe ni artist.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah. Okay. So from your intro inasema everything about you. Yeah.
No.
So if you don't mention wewe ni rapper, sita kukategorize kama rapper. Na ukisema jina yako na uachie hapo, umeacha open meaning wewe ni artist. So style yako leo unaweza kuwa umetuachilia Kabaridi 2.0 yenye ni drill ama umetuachilia Kabaridi 3.0 but ni drill trap unacheki ama drill rumba. So ukiacha hivyo open, inamaanisha wewe ni artist and you know your thing.
Kumbe mazee uko na protocol. Nikona protocol.
Si hata kuwa na protocol. Venye tu utajintroduce, tukiendelea tutajuana vizuri. Yeah, so definitely mimi nimejoin ni artist, and then again if you listen to Guga from Boy wa Bedsitter, na usikize Demon Time before Kabaridi, usikize before Kabaridi Bedtime edition, alafu kuja usikize Kabaridi 2.0. Bado nafaa kukuuliza what style of your music is.
Nimekuchanganya hapo ndani. Yeah. No, but it's just basically being free with your art.
Yeah.
Mimi niko free with my art. Naweza kubali niimbe kwa ngoma ya mse. Naweza kubali ni kill verse kwa nini ya mse.
Yeah.
That's just like even ndo vile unatengeneza ngoma poa. Usi ile hiyo story ya ati artist lazima akuwe defined by
a certain genre.
Kina Sharaf Calligraph wametengeneza madrill, wametengeneza matrap, wametengeneza hata hizo ngoma za kuimba.
Yeah.
And you always look at him like a rap artist. But if you talk to any of these artists, awezi kumdefined as a rap artist kwa sababu the amount of work ame put in. So this is my thing about your maze, hata hiyo swali imeingia missing kitambo. ilikuwa swali ya what events we have coming, lakini
yeah, vitu tu umepanga ina mambo.
This is my thing. I think that art is an expression of life. And if you love something, lazima mazi come through, yani you need to make sure. Ni kama mazi that simp nigga mwenye anapenda peng. Yeah, kwa hapo mazi hata ana mkwanja kufika nyumbani. Hata tembea nyumbani ndo atume fair.
True.
Unaona?
Yeah.
So when you love something, lazima you put in work. Lazima ukam through, lazima make sure that the stuff una put out ni noma. So for me, if you would have asked me
okay,
my style of music,
yeah,
I would say style of music yangu ni scenario. Nitaisema kila mahali scenario, because I always want to build a story around mavitu zae mi nafanya. Like you haven't played Road Trip, but if you play Road Trip utajua ma scenario vile zinakuanga.
Road Trip is one of the songs that I like in that.
I know. Everyone does. But the reason for that is because most of the songs are based on scenarios. Like I just natengeneza tu kitu around the song I'm making.
Like let's take for example like how you came to yeah, that you are talking about Road Trip because that's the song that made you to compile Kabaridi 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was asking you how if you had an idea or you had planned if you're going to drop a sequel to Kabaridi, and when you made Road Trip is when it hits you.
Yeah, now I'm going to make a Kabaridi too.
Yeah, it's from that scenario.
Exactly. Now you get it. So like most of the time I go with the scenarios and the life experiences that I have. So all those songs are probably life experiences. I'm not going to go into detail. Najua unataka nianze kuongea ati oh niliona mshindo kwa sababu niliandika heartbreak.
No, I want to go there, but if you can remember, I did ask you from the first track of Kabaridi 2.0, Heartbreak. Was it setting the was it like setting a statement of what the LP is all about? Remember that question?
Yeah,
because you have touched on different things there.
Mm.
It's not just heartbreak of, you know, Kabaridi 2. If you have listened to Kabaridi 1 and you check in Kabaridi 2.2 and you find heartbreak, nah, this nigga will probably sing about a heartbreak back. Nah,
man.
Yeah.
So it's just I think it's most of the time I usually just want to make a song that will be impactful to the people who are listening to it. So like you can see like a song like Heartbreak, it looks like I'm about to simp all up on that.
Yeah.
Shit. Sindio?
Yeah.
But when you listen to it, it's just basically an anthem for people to make or to come out of those situations whereby mazee ameachwa na peng. Unaona?
Yeah.
When you look at the videos that we shoot and all those things, they reflect that. They like I can't reveal a lot, but the videos that we shoot, they usually go in like the video that's coming up next. It has like a small part where it's just acting and all those things. I wanted to take an album and make like an album movie.
Awesome.
So like even before the video starts, maze, there'll be a section where maze, you get to know why this guy yako kwa heartbreak and whatever.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. I try the much that I can to build a story around an album such that it doesn't sound just like a bunch of songs that you make at upamoja, maze ume release, ati wase wasikie. Like the videos should seem like ni kama ni story.
True. Artistic video.
Exactly. That's why I was saying at Kabaridi Entertainment, maze tunajaribu ku make sure that the vision of the artist is independent from the vision of the director or the videographer. Because you are in a certain space when you make music. Art is, the best art is usually made when mse ako emotionally charged. Maybe wase wamejaribu kukugangeta hapo inje Alchemist.
Yeah.
You make a song about that. Maybe mshu wako amekuacha, you make a song about that. That's the pure essence of art.
True.
So me kenye mi nataka ni whenever I sit down with an artist and I ask them, what do you want for your video? They'll be like, oh, Nisa, this is what I want, this is what I want, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd be like, okay, sao. So how unaishi wapi? How is your nini at home? So what made you, what influenced you to make this video? To make this song, sorry. And then from there, that's how we draft a video. Because the video needs to be real.
True.
It can't be that
and
fake
relatable.
Umekaa tu kwa kiti mazee unaimba tu mavitu. Ah no, that I don't think that shit flies. Right now, okay. This is another thing.
Yeah.
Right now we need to infuse the industry.
Yeah.
With a little bit more than hype songs.
Okay.
So I know that whatever song you have is an amazing song, it's a club banger, whatever.
Yeah.
But the video should reflect what you actually felt and wanted to convey when you made the video. The video, yes. So it makes no sense to me, by the way, to make a song that you were in your feelings and whatever, and this was what was happening in your life. And then when you make the video, it's you and a bunch of women and a bunch of bitches and whatever. Like, it makes no sense to me to do that. Even if the song is hype, even if the song is nini, it needs to be real at the end of the day.
True.
So, I mazeni me go into a rant. Me, by the way, adoveli pole. Mina kuanga mswa kupea kuspeed knowledge to
hapa. Uko saa. And that's the number one reason why they should listen to all your projects, because if you listen to a song like Heartbreak, utapata some knowledge in it. If you listen to the old Kabari 2.0, unapatia masimp, matips.
Yeah, wache ni ujinga man.
Yeah, and also kwanza kuna ngoma iko kwa nini, iko kwa Kabari 2.0 ni to mtu wa watu. Hiyo ngoma ni ni heavy sana. Ni heavy.
No, mtu wa watu was just an appreciation for everyone who holds me down, man.
Yeah,
like I felt like before I release an album, I should let everyone know, everyone who holds me down know that manze mi niko appreciative of the role that you guys play, even if it's the smallest. So hiyo ndio ilikuwa the premise of the song.
Awesome.
That's why there are a lot of names dropped and sijui nini.
But before the name, before we drop is on my name, ume speech facts na knowledge hapo pia. Yeah, so nataka uchapie majama venye watakupata online.
Mm-hmm.
Police on is a stream ngoma zako and everything, and pia wakumbushe the show date na place.
Ah, okay. So Instagram, Guga Kilavuka TV, no interruptions, no dash, no dot, whatever. Guga Kilavuka TV, that's on Instagram. On Facebook, my mom named me Ian.
Okay.
So it's Ian Kilavuka. On Twitter, they call me MC Miyaji.
Yeah, that's why I was looking out for you. I didn't find you.
Yeah, I tried to change that. So it backfired on me. But so MC Miyaji on Twitter, Guga Kilavuka on Guga Kilavuka TV on Instagram. And on Facebook is Ian Kilavuka. YouTube, Guga Kilavuka. All platforms, Spotify, whatever, Guga Kilavuka. And before anything else, the show, Maze 22nd, Ankara. I want that place packed. I want you guys to have fun. I want you guys to eat mbuzi that we are providing for you guys. I want you guys mlime drinks, mjibambe. Exactly. So, I think that's it.
If you have anything else, unaweza waambia ama hata kama kesho uko na surprise album you're dropping.
Hey, man. I'm tired. Hey, I'll probably just send some shout-outs.
Awesome.
Shout-out to Pelisa. Shout-out to Drafted Reese. Shout-out to Rabsari. Shout-out to Los Series. Shout out to Fire One Sam. Shout out to Grandmaster. That's my father.
Okay.
Biggest supporter, Maze.
Awesome.
Yeah, so shout out to Grandmaster, Mr. Igara Kabaji, Maze, I see you. Shout out to MK. That's my mom. Shout out to Kabaji, my brother. Shout out to Neka, my brother. Shout out to Pambi, my brother. Shout out to all my brothers. Every single person mwenye nimeai make ngoma na ye, na ameaini support in every single way yenye anaweza kusupport, I appreciate. And that's how it goes.
Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been tuning into Adoveli Podcast, the number one Kenyan music podcast, right here on Radio 254. So, remember, you can catch us on YouTube, where you'll find us all our interviews and also playlists and mixes. Also, you can tune into Apple Podcasts, where you to stream Moko, and also Spotify, Nakina Boomplay, and any other platform there's podcasts to go up on Dani. So, this has been a Kabaridi session.
Woo!
With Guga Kilavuka mwenyewe.
Lakini sifanye hivi, sicheze road trip kwanza ndio tumalize hii form bana.
Unataka tucheze road trip? Yeah. Unajua kwanza ngoma na maliza nao ni gani na gani?
Ni gani na gani?
Niko na Wanitaka featuring Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Kwao ni Masonko.
Eh. Siongeze road trip hapo mwisho sasa.
Tony Montana.
Ay, Tony Montana pia nayo.
Ukidai kufika.
Kidai kufika niko so ready.
Alafu tumalizia sasa na road trip.
Kabisa.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, until next week, same time, same place. Asante sana for tuning in. And inshallah, let's meet again.
Yeah, yeah.